A word for you from Acts chapter 2, verse 47. The disciples were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. God is able to give a period of peace to His children when they please Him. Remember that originally we looked at Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7, which says, "If a man's ways please God, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." The important factor being God, for it is the wrath of God that is far more dangerous than the wrath of men. But God in His mercy is able to make even enemies look kindly upon God's children for a time, because soon after this, in Acts chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 for instance, it says, "And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead." A period of disfavor, of anger, also arose, especially at the beginning of Acts chapter 7, after the martyrdom of Stephen. You find that suddenly all the people were now angry with God's children, the Christians. Remember that the emotions and favor of men is very fickle. It comes and it goes. God is able to create favor, goodwill from men towards God's children, but then in His perfect will, and even though God's children might still be pleasing God, He can also allow enemies then to rise up against God's children. Think back in the Old Testament. Joseph had a period of favor with his master Potiphar, with the jailer, with the Pharaoh. But in all three cases, there came the time of persecution when the situation turned around and God was at work still. The Lord hadn't forsaken Joseph. The Lord was doing a far greater work. Think of the examples of Daniel and his three friends. There was the time, and a lot of time, many years of favor with various kings, even though they were brutal dictators. But the time also came of fire and lions. So remember that even if it appears that situations are changing, God doesn't change. Remain in favor with Him.